What is Serica? Can we know that? Should we find it out in game?
I think
in-game?
We did find out once.
She's got to be like an assassin or something, like a rogue, right?
I feel like
is that a class?
I feel like
or
you
is that...
told us once because Jen of All would know.
Yeah. DMing things that I typically try to do. I will avoid giving something a class before combat. But if I did that, then get at me in the comments, as Brendan Lee Mulligan would say. Yeah, someone fight me.
Some fight me. Internet fight me.
Okay. Okay. Logging.
She is, however, she has the poisoning feat, so that's fun.
Ooh, she likes poison.
She did poison all the egg rolls.
Poison ivy.
That's what she, every time she attacks, she's like, poison.
Poison ivy.
Poison. Poison egg rolls.
Egg rolls.
Egg rolls.
Poison. Please welcome to the stage. Poison.
Poison egg rolls. Egg rolls.
Everyone's like, what?
Poise and egg rolls.
Oh.
Wow, you guys. That made me feel so good.
You're teaching us. Poison egg rolls, huh? Well, speaking of poise and egg rolls, welcome to Queers on Dice, the queerest podcast this side of the Milky Way galaxy. You're so queer that our finger foods are extra delicious.
That was great.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
Queers, queers need finger foods. I don't know if people know this, but like without finger foods.
I think 80% of a queer's diet is finger foods.
Looking at my history, that's true.
Yeah.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner. Yum.
With me, as always, are the amazing, incredible space tour guides. I don't say enough about how good they are at giving tours in space.
It's so good.
They do it so much and so often, and they had such a long, storied past of doing that. Mm-hmm. And so my question for these intrepid space tour guides is, what was your favorite wilderness locale to give a tour to and why?
Hi, my name is Nick, and I play Flandel, the plasmoid barbarian. Keep it slimy, y'all.
Wow. What a catchphrase.
Yeah. Oh, keep it squishy, I think is
the... Keep it squishy.
Keep it squishy. And the one of Flandel's favorite locations was an asteroid, a large asteroid that used to be a... chunk of Calistor, but was really just like a network of gem-like caverns filled with space bats. Space bats.
And I'm Robin.
Yeah. And, you know, and it was his favorite because he likes a bat and it's a little chunk of his ancestral home, you know, and so he got to educate at the same time. That's really what it's all about, right?
What's this cavern?
Well, I'm glad you asked, little... Yep.
little
twerp.
You meddling kid.
You meddling brat.
Wonderful.
I know.
What's... Flandel would never say
that. He would never.
No.
Hello, my name is Lisa Frankenstein, and I play Peek, the tiefling warlock. And I think that Peek's favorite tour would probably be the one where they did, it was like maybe a one or two times during the month of October or like whatever Halloween equivalent is where they live, and they did an overnight in a spooky area, like an abandoned hotel or something, and everyone was expecting Peek to like tell scary ghost stories, especially like the younger ones, and so Peek just got to make up a bunch of stuff and scare everybody, and then while everyone was asleep went to go and look for treasures and found some.
Sickening.
So that was Peek's favorite tour, but
a little bit of derelict.
Didn't tell anybody about the treasures.
Treasures. Secret treasures.
Secret treasures.
Tiny treasures.
Hi. I'm Major Hammy, and I play Jen of Awe, the best, period, point blank. And Jen's favorite was there was a planet that was mostly, it was like half beach, half sand dunes. And the beach is obviously her favorite because chill time, being in a bikini, sitting looking fine under the rays of the sun. How can you get any better than that? You can't. And then when she was on her downtime, this is the one tour part that she ever took charge of and actually participated in fully. And it was UTVs on the sand dunes. Mm. And she would just hurtle over these motherfucking dunes with Beam Beam on a little sidecar next to her. And she didn't care about the people's experience at all. It was more for her, you know? So she was technically taking everybody around, but she didn't care about none of that, leaving them all in
the dust. She's just swerving.
There's like two flipped UTVs.
Exactly.
Like people like, help, help, my leg.
Exactly.
Can't hear you.
Oh, it's in my eyes.
This sand hurts.
That's great.
I love that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. My little favorite pocket of nature, we're just right by all these redwood trees here in the Bay Area, and I love it. I love them. I love those trees. I want to hug them. Ooh, and the petrified forest up near Calistoga.
Oh, that one is really cool.
That's so cool.
I did that when I was little.
Yeah. I've never done that. I want to do that.
I haven't either.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's just rocks that are in the shape of trees because they're old fossils.
Oh.
It's really wild.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The trees like mineralize over thousands of years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They like dig them up and find them and they're just like huge.
Don't quote me on this, but my friend's a geologist and I think he mentioned that you can take up to 250 pounds of petrified wood off of those grounds.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a lot of pounds of wood.
I know.
What you doing with all that?
Feels super illegal.
It does, doesn't it? So like don't quote me on it.
Try it. See what happens.
Don't do crime.
I feel like be gay, do crime.
You have to have like a permit or like some kind of
like a
I'm
purpose.
Using this for my kitchen.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a...
You're like, God, I need a new island for my kitchen.
Right. 250 pounds won't get you far though.
Right. No. Especially because they're so dense.
Yeah.
But a boy can dream, right?
This is my cutting board of petrified wood. It's awful for the knives.
The thing is, that is some Bay Area shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made a turlet out of it.
Turlet?
Turlet.
Oh, God.
It's like I'm going in nature.
Last time, the team entered into the arena, and they went for the highest tier 3 of entering their money in order to hit the 10,000 chip requirement to go to the banquet, which, you know, I didn't do all of the math properly because I didn't realize how much money y'all lost very quickly.
Yeah.
And then...
Not much to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But through the power of quadruple or nothing, they'll be able to get to the ultimate tier in order to attend the banquet with the Elder Brain Kalor. Having the help and advice of Magenta, a personal relationship of sorts to Peak, the team entered into combat with Varla of the Beyond and her Sorrow Sworn. After brutally burning and smashing the competition, the team was able to survive. Excellent. How would you all like to prepare? You are back in the like little preparation area behind the gate. I assume you all would like to take a short rest.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you have your little 1 HP shadow spawn. Just
little poor shadow spawn that's hanging on by a thread.
What's he doing? Is he just in the corner, just like staring?
He's just next to me.
Oh, cute.
He's just...
Peak? Yeah, I just... I've never really seen you do that before. I didn't know you could call shadow creatures from different planes of existence into this one.
I'm going to be completely transparent with both of you.
Okay.
Didn't know I could do that either.
Great.
I opened my book and suddenly I could read this passage that I could not read before. And so I read it and that's what popped up.
Every day is truly a new adventure you didn't ask for, isn't it?
You have no idea.
Terrifyingly exciting.
Well, it seems like it's on our side, so that's good.
It's very much on our side.
That's good. Great. My fears are assuaged.
It's like...
It's just making weird Dementor sucking noises. All right, I'm gonna look somewhere else now.
I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It's just a shadow. It's okay. It's not gonna hurt you.
Got it. All right. Torin, you're looking really messed up.
Yeah. Okay. Torin is seated on a bench and his right pant leg is rolled up and you just see like a crazy bruise like all down it and like looks like it's like pooling blood inside of him. And he's like, I'm going to get this taken care of.
Was Torin pierced by that monster?
Yeah, he's bleeding everywhere else too.
Right.
Yeah. Like above. But there is a little mind flayer that's like floating. And you would guess that it used to be a fairy, and it's just, like, there, and it's just like,
yes, this is fine. Since you're not a contestant, we'll just fix you up now. Okay, come on.
And it's just, like, sprinkling dust all over him, and he's just like, I'm not feeling anything. And she's like, give it time.
God.
Okay, well.
So his wounds are being attended to somehow.
I guess just trust in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen and Beam Beam are doing handstand push-ups against a wall.
Jesus.
And she yells across to Torin, you know what really gets activated in my mind when I'm on the cusp of death or, you know, having been grappled by and pierced by something crazy? It's thinking about who I love.
I love me.
Well, I love me too, but sometimes it's like, dare I say, good to love others, or at least like feel that in your body, not to share out loud with other people, but just to feel and think, you know?
Have you ever dated anyone?
What the fuck?
I just like can't see you with anyone else.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Just like, you just don't seem like you want to date people.
No, well, kind of. The blood is all like rushing to my head and I just really can't even think anymore. That's a very interesting observation from you.
Yeah, no problem.
No, there wasn't. You're welcome.
Glad I could help.
You're welcome.
No, Torin, Jen has Beam Beam and us, right?
Jen.
It's fine.
Jen realizes the silence has passed too long and closes her eyes and pretends to have passed out. Then opens them and goes, oh, and gets out of the handstand and comes to, or pretends to come to. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I totally blacked out there for a second. What was it? It's irrelevant. Torin, I am loved by many and that is all you need to know.
Family.
And I love you, God.
Comes first. Yeah. Absolutely. That's great.
We love you too.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you say it first.
There was that guy when we went to Shadow Space. Jack, remember him?
Uh-huh.
I think I was in love with him for a second.
Yeah, we know.
What? I thought that you...
Yeah, we all know.
How?
Torin, you weren't even there.
Serica couldn't stop talking.
Oh, my God.
And Serica's like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just like, it's great. It's just, I've never seen you get like that.
No, it's fine. I just, it was a new experience for me. And, you know, I feel like I have something else to live for, even though he probably doesn't remember me.
Serica kind of looks and goes, Flandel, we... Really important education real quick.
Yeah.
Do you know what a fuckboy is?
No.
It's
a boy who's good at...
Oh.
At what? God. Say it.
I can't say it.
It's quite the opposite, actually, Flandel.
Oh, okay.
It's the opposite, and they just exist to like mess with your head.
Okay.
They just want the attention and love of everyone around.
But I just don't believe that. I mean, when he looked at you, he really looked at you, you know?
Did he?
I promise you there was nothing going on behind those pretty, pretty doe eyes.
Oh my God.
It's okay. Once you learn to identify the fuckboy vibe, then you can fuck with the fuckboy. And not in a fun way, like in a different, in a fun way, but in like not a ooh fun way, in a like ha ha fun way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's really a treat.
Okay, yeah. I just, I make him think that he's got something going on, but really it's me that's got something going on.
That is one way to interpret what I said.
Yeah, yes. Okay. There's so much to learn from you.
Yes. And we're going to work on the dating part after this whole, you know, once we all survive this
situation. Well, yeah, if we live, that'd be great.
Right. If we live, yeah.
We're going to live. I mean, if anything, I'm probably going to die before the two of you. So.
Probably.
You two have nothing to worry about.
No,
I never really have anything to worry about, but yes, in this department especially.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think you'll survive?
I think I'll survive, but I have a much higher chance of dying than you two do.
Oh, well, we'll try and keep you safe.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So the way the world
you
turns.
You hear a ringing on the overall from the above. It's like, 5 minutes, please go to the gate. 5 minutes, please go to the gate.
Jen gets in a handstand and handstand walks to the gate.
Amazing. Give me an athletics check.
Coffee! Yes.
You walk preternaturally as if like you have always been able to do this. Just like it's like you have legs for arms.
Dear listener, the coffee on my dice means that I got a natural 20.
Their caramel macchiato dye.
Mm, yum. Flandel rebuttons his cuffs, straightens his tie and his vest and his glasses, and prepares for battle.
Serica gets up, and you see she takes out two daggers and coats them with liquids of sorts.
Yeah. Peek is going to take both their hands and slick their hair back so it's a slicked back short cut, and just kind of like put their hands over their face, and they just look like really dark smoky eye makeup, and their eyes change to that one stays blue, but the other silver one turns like a creepy like bright yellow.
Great. Spooky.
And they're like, well, we got to put on a show, so we got to look the part, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, I pat Jen on the back as well. And I go, I said this a couple times to myself today, this morning, and I think it might be helpful for you. I am a force to be reckoned with, and I'm not afraid to show it. And you're bolstered again for another 10 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Did you have to say that specific string of words to make it work, or was that just a choice?
Well,
that answered my question. Great. Beautiful. Also, I forgot I had that before.
You rolled for it. I made sure. I didn't forget.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Because I care about you.
Aw.
Alrighty.
Did you use a spell too?
Yeah.
I touch you again and I say,
stop touching each other.
I am powerful and in control of my own life.
What is this, a seminar? What's happening?
No.
Are you running a cult, Flandel?
No. I just feel
you'll
like
you have to let us know so we can join if you're running a cult.
We have back you up if you're running a cult.
That's really thoughtful of you guys. But really, it's just a couple things that I say in the morning. I have a little, you know, thing that I look at. It's like a flip book. And each calendar day has a different sort of aphorism or saying, and it helps just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, you get a level one spell back, I guess.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I used any level one spell.
Ah, shit. Shoot.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, motherfucker.
Flandel.
Sorry.
Wow.
Son of a.
What a potty mouth.
Flandel gets real mad when his affirmations don't work. Bitch.
Sorry.
I feel affirmed. Healthy. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Great. That's the real. That's the real gift.
All right. So the four of you are at the gate, ready to go. The announcer descends again and goes, "Are you ready for the premier match of the day? Nay, the week?" We have an 8-day week, so it's extra. It is approximately 1/7 greater than if it had been a 7-day week for us. I'm just letting you know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, like, just to gauge
excitement. It's huge.
Yeah, it's big. It's big.
Before the gate opens, mm-hmm. I turn to everybody and I say, "Okay, team, we're going to take 3 giant steps out into the arena, and then everyone's going to shoot their own power pose and hold for a minimum of 5 seconds. Got it?"
Got it.
Yeah.
That was very fast for it to be mid-statement of this. But you got it. You got it. You're doing it. And he goes, "In this corner, we have Jen and the Ultimatums."
And we all take 3 big steps and power pose.
Power pose. Give me a group performance check with advantage.
Nice. 14.
19. 23.
Whoa.
Nice. My pose is just a serving. Just like,
I don't want to jinx anything, but like those dice.
Right?
Yeah. So basically I pose and then my shadow friend behind me is just.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Serica got an 18, so.
Hell yeah.
We are killing it.
Ew.
And the crowd screams and there's like, people are throwing their underwear at your feet. Ugh. Like they're just excited. There are flowers, space flowers from all the different places that could possibly exist in the known universe are being thrown. Look like space orchids, polka dot with yellow and purple.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah. God. A rose.
A single rose.
Single rose.
I was thinking that too.
And purple marigolds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, pretty.
And in this side of the arena, we have Vangrax of the End.
The End?
The next in line for the Elder Brain.
Oh,
really?
And you see as the gate opens up, it's a mind flayer that isn't wearing all of the extra kind of like accoutrements and stuff. He looks like he's just wearing a bunch of like tattered robes that are like around his waist. And he's just kind of like buff, shirtless with like tentacle arm coming out. And he's like, "This will go as they always go. You dead at my feet."
Not the hot. They sent the hot, unassuming one. Mm. That's never good.
It's bad.
Flandel, keep it together.
All right, I'm good. I'm looking somewhere else now.
That's not. Hot was not my intent here.
He's hot. It's too late. Yep.
It's too late. We can't go back.
We can't go back.
Jesus.
Editing isn't a thing.
Why don't you want these NPCs to be hot?
It's a mind flayer. I didn't really think about it.
A buff octopus man? I mean,
come on.
He's buff.
Tentacles for days.
You get the...
You are deep in my search history.
I do hack into everyone's like browser history for to prep. God. That's right. Go ahead and give me insight checks.
Okay. Yeah. Ready. That is
17.
Dirty 20.
28.
Work.
Wow.
I have high insight.
Yeah.
So he's hot.
Yeah.
he's hot and next in line for the Elder Brain, which means he might become the boss. You don't necessarily know how succession works because who knows how long all these entities live.
Yeah.
But it's weird that you're fighting him.
It's weird that they would announce that even.
No, everyone knows.
Oh, okay.
Talk the town.
Yeah.
you. He looks like he is of a more war-focused time. Your insight into his whole vibe, the idea of eating farmed mental energy is not his cup of tea. He wants to go back to hunting and dominating other spaces.
Oh, God.
He's a hunter. The prophet of the end.
Jesus.
Fuck boy.
Fuck boy extreme.
And he's hot.
Ugh, no.
Lumber sexual.
And one other question. Maybe I should have led with this. If there were something that your character would write on their tombstone, now would be the time to have that prepared too. Just saying.
Shit.
Excuse me?
This guy's really dangerous.
That was a threat.
This is going to be a hard battle.
You threatened us.
We have to fucking bring
it. You made us go into this arena.
I did.
And now you're threatening us.
I'm guilty, yes.
Jens is going to say, fuck you, Eris.
send me to GM jail. Please, I'm a bad boy.
Okay.
That's enough of that.
I'm a murderer.
Punish me.
That voice.
Yes, Baba.
Punish me.
Slay, Hunty.
I'm so weird.
Tell me how naughty I've been.
I like how all mind players have the ability to extract brains. Anyways, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
23.
6.
So peak is very high again. What did you get?
I got a 14.
I will have you know that he has advantage on initiative rolls and still got pretty low, so y'all are lucky.
Oh, that's good.
So as you recall, you are separated by 90 feet. That's how large this arena is. Peak, you are first to act with your shadow friend.
Okay. I'm scared. It's one of those times where I wish I wasn't going first, but
so scared.
You're alert.
I am very alert.
This is the same arena, right? Nothing's changed about it. Dirt arena, basically like a football field.
Red clay.
Mm-hmm. Red clay.
Yeah.
Wimbledon-esque.
It's Wimbledon.
It's Wimbledon.
It is Wimbledon.
It's literal Wimbledon.
I think what I'm going to do is that. Maybe.
So now we're just fighting one person.
It is one mind flayer.
Check in.
One super mind flayer.
He's very strong.
He's very strong.
He is stronger than the average mind flayer.
How far away is he?
90 feet.
If he's 90 feet away, I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast. And I'm going to focus both blasts on him.
What's the range on Eldritch Blast?
120 feet.
That's great.
Shoot.
Because I got the feet.
Oh, gotcha.
It gives me a longer range with it. One of those is 4 plus 7.
11 does not hit.
Okay, and then 11 plus 7.
And 18 hits.
Okay.
So nice.
That is a 14.
Wow.
Yeah, that does it for me. And then the shadow spawn's going to get in front of me and move 10 feet in front of me.
Great. Next is Serica. Serica is going to run up 30 feet, and she is going to take a dagger. And one of the ones she coated in poison and throw it at him because she's a bad bitch. Oh, you have to do it with disadvantage because it's 60 feet away. Bum,
bum, bum.
Oh, that's a nat one. It slips and it falls next to her.
Oh.
She's like, oops.
I think we chose poorly.
Oh, she'll get there. She'll get there.
You know,
there.
I feel like this happened last time we battled with her, too. She just,
And she turns to Jen. She's like, just aim for the head. And she's giving you the help action.
Got it. Okay. And is it my turn?
No.
Cool.
Oh, it is. You are next, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay, so I go 30 feet. To get closer. I can just do that for free, right?
Yeah, that's your movement.
My movement? Okay. And then I take my long bow and...
Shoot him in the face.
Yeah, shoot him in the fucking face.
You actually don't have to move forward if you don't want to. Because you've.
No, I want to.
Okay.
Oh, I have to. Sorry, I'm like... it's an 11. That's a dish shit.
Plus 7?
Oh, 18.
That hits.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
And Beam Beam is going to use his reaction to give you an extra d6 of damage.
I got an 8.
Wow.
Plus 4.
And then roll a d6.
Plus 3.
15. And then do you attack again?
Absolutely. Just going to do the same thing. I'm going to shoot him in the face. 14.
Does not hit.
Great. Bye.
Cool. It is now Van Grax's turn.
No. You should mark him or like favored foe him or something.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right.
Does that take a bonus action?
Thank you.
Oh, it.
Oh, wait, no, it does take a bonus action.
Okay, yeah, you have a bonus action.
Yeah, so I'm going to use Hunter's Mark on him.
Sick. So if you'd done it in the right order, you'd have done an extra D4. Choo!
Thank you, Nick.
No worries. I got
So you and Serica are within 60 feet of him, and so he just goes, puny. And
rude.
Lashes out with psychic energy, and it's almost as if you see psionically two large tentacles that arch almost as large as the Colosseum is wide, and they lash out and hit you in the head. And you have to make a DC 16 intelligence saving throw.
Oh.
You and Serica both. I believe...
17.
Oh, wow.
On the dice?
Yeah.
Wow.
Work.
Great.
So I was going to say, I think you have special things against intelligence saving throws. Or maybe that's peak. Hmm. Serica got an 8. Oh no. Serica takes just a little bit of damage. It's just a little.
I don't believe you.
Serica takes 21 damage. And her eyes just turn pure white.
How much damage does she take?
21. And she looks like she is out of the fight for a little bit.
She's paralyzed or something.
Yeah.
Shit.
And so then Van Grax just moves forward. He walks. as opposed to every other mind flayer you've seen is floating, he just slowly walks towards you guys.
Wow.
He saunters. That brings us to Dear Sweet Flandel. Flandel the good boy.
Flandel the good boy. Okay.
Did you say goo boy or good boy, Jen?
I said good boy.
You did say good boy.
Actually, I think I said good boy, and then you went with good boy, and I liked it. So okay. It didn't adjust.
It's good.
I didn't really think about it until later. I was like, maybe Jen said goo boy.
No, I love
boy.
It.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Goodbye. Flandel is going to stride forward 40 paces. While he's doing that, he's going to rummage around in his little, like, one of the pockets of his utility vest, and he's going to pull out a ring, and he's going to point it at the Mind Flayer. He's going to say, no limits, all glory.
Oh, okay. Okay, he's going to make a charisma saving throw. He saves.
Okay, so he is cautious. He has disadvantage on attacks and advantage on saving throws.
Wow. Yeah. He instantly looks like, what was that?
What?
He looks, he's ducked and like hunkered now.
Ooh. Okay. Great. That was a bonus action. I'm just going to hold my action to attack if he gets closer.
And you're not in a rage.
I'm not in a rage. Right. I just hold my battle axe and I'm just regular old Flandel.
Aww.
Standing.
Cute. Wonderful. That brings us back to the top peak. It is your turn.
The shadow moves to the side and I walk. It stays in front of me, but I walk forward 10 feet, right? So that I'm in 60 feet range of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to cast Shatter. It needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. It does have advantage.
Yes.
Well.
I hit it. So I need to do 4 die 8. So I'm going to roll these twice, and then I'm going to use my Bardic Inspiration to do one more die 8.
No, Bardic Inspiration is to hit, not on damage.
Oh, well, never mind then. Okay. So when would I use that then? Would I name it
when you attack?
I roll?
Yeah.
Or I would have to wait?
It's when you would make an attack, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's see. So
you can do it after you roll, but before you know the result.
Right. So 8 plus 4.
12.
Plus 8 plus 5. 25.
Wow.
So thunder damage.
Slay. Oh, thunder?
Thunder.
He hates thunder.
Does he really?
No. Which one is yours?
I think it's
that one.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty one.
And then the shadow just stays in front of me. which means that if it gets hit, it takes the dodge action.
Yeah.
And it's 10 feet in front of me.
Sarika is going to try and snap out of it, girl. She does not snap out of it. You see Sarika kind of convulses a bit and is looking really not like she's doing great there.
What's going on with Sarika?
That brings us to...
How am I supposed to know?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Jen.
Okay. How far away do I have to be with the Blade of Luck?
It's right. You've already used the reroll, so it's just a plus one weapon now. So you have to be within 5 feet to hit something with it.
Got it.
Right up in his...
Yeah, it's a melee weapon at this point.
He's only 30... I think he's only 30 feet away from you. So you could...
I can put the... can I put the mind salt on anything? Any weapon?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you could put it on your arrows?
Yeah.
Put it on an arrowhead. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to put mind salt on an arrowhead.
Okay.
And I'll put it to the face.
Great.
Coffee!
Hey.
I'm dead ass. Yeah. I knew I just had to change my dice.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Smack him right between the eyes. Baby.
God.
Wow. Beep, 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 beep. I guess it hits.
That means double damage, right? Because she rolled a nat 20.
You double the die. So you would, whatever die you would roll, you are going to roll them again and add that to the result. So you coated an arrow. Your arrows do D...
Six.
No.
Nope, D8.
Your arrows do D8.
Two pyramids.
You also get two attacks. So you coated one of the arrowheads with the salt, and that was the nat 20. Go ahead and roll your other attack just to see if that hits too, so we can just do all the damage at one.
How much mind salt do I have? Maybe I should see what that does first before I start salting everything.
So as a bonus act, you have enough for a few applications, but you can't.
I can't do
it. As a bonus action, you can apply it to one thing.
Got it. Okay, so I'm going to just do another casual arrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to put it right through the same spot.
You see that it's like corrosively like... Ooh. Melting part of it. Where
eight, and I do 8 plus my proficiency bonus.
You do 8 plus 7, so that's 15. And then you can add your bolster to it to see if it... So roll a d6. And
Four.
4 divided by 2 is 2, so you add 2 to that, so that's 17. That hits as well.
Pyramids kissing.
Yeah, so you're going to roll... Normally, you'd only roll one of those. You're going to roll 2 of them for your crit. And then you're going to also roll another one for the mind salt.
Okay, so the first two are 5 and 3, and then 6.
That's 14. And now roll a d8 for the other hit.
These dice are getting a 5.
So that's 27 plus 4 is 31.
And Hunter's Mark.
So you're going to roll 2d4.
Hey-o! This is fun. Okay, 2d4.
It's whatever's on top.
3. And I roll it twice. Yeah.
So 37 damage.
Shit.
Heck yes.
Damn. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Ferk yeah.
Holy shoot.
That is some scary cheese, y'all.
Those are two very powerful arrows.
They sure are.
I do say so myself.
Oh, yeah, there's two announcers, kind of like.
You see like you drop him to his knee.
Whoa.
One knee. It's like, that's cheating. It is his turn.
Snap, is it cheating? I don't like the salt.
Did you say, is it cheating?
Yeah.
Did I?
Is it cheating?
Did I cheat? Am I a cheat?
Did I cheat? Did Is I that crazy? That? Oh, my God. Oh. Wow.
Sis.
Never anticipated.
Looks like you've been down on one knee. I will not marry you.
Wow. Proposal denied.
Don't know if you heard, but I don't date people. Yes.
That rejection hurt worse than the arrow.
Lisa, take over.
Yeah.
So good.
Y'all are monsters. He is going to, in that moment, he's going to take some time, concentrate.
Mm-mm.
And he is going to, you see that some of that purple energy that's up above starts to flow down into him.
You want to talk about cheating?
Oh my God, he's gonna absorbing the mental energy created by the crew.
Stop having fun. Everyone stop enjoying this.
But shut up.
This is so good.
No, it's terrible.
We love this.
Fucking love this.
Team, be less interesting.
No problem. On it.
He's going to recover 15 health points.
Are you freaking kidding me?
God.
He looks a little better, but he's still pretty messed up.
Maybe bad performance checks will make the crowd be less interested in what's going on.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
Yeah.
The way you said that, I don't think that's actually going to help us.
He rushes forward to you, Jen.
Yes, he does.
Oh, shoot.
Because you had marched forward earlier.
Does he pass me? Because I'm 40 feet.
I'm also 40 feet.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Sorry, Flannel.
Oh, that's right, you are.
No, he does not.
It's good.
And he is going to attack you, but he has disadvantage.
Thank goodness for that, at least.
A 17.
Yeah, because I don't have anything extra to my thing, right?
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So he's going to hit. He is going
to... Wait, can I...
Your reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Your wings?
Mm-hmm.
How many... You only get one a day, right?
No, I have three.
You get three a day?
That's... Wow. I mean, that's the amount that it, like, has in the spell, right? It wouldn't give me slots I don't have.
Wouldn't give you extra stuff you don't have.
Or can I only... Yeah.
Or,
what are you doing?
Metallic wing protection.
Oh,
plus
sick.
Three bonus.
Yeah. It probably.
Wait, but no, that doesn't
matter.
No,
meets
matter.
It, beats it. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. You probably got additional when you leveled up.
She's a man in
He hasn't done anything.
I don't like him.
He incapacitates her.
This guy.
He did incapacitate.
He's put a shirt on.
No. You see as he's close to you, you see his like musculature ripple. You are going to take.
Oh,
I'm disgusted and turned on.
You take 13 damage.
Okay.
You are grappled and you need to make an intelligence.
He touches me?
Yeah, he grapples.
Ew.
Oh, God.
And you have to make a. Intelligence save.
No.
Is that really bad, you guys?
It's just scary.
Okay, wait.
That so means he's doing something mentally to you.
D20.
Do I add anything?
Yeah, in your abilities and saving throws option on D&D Beyond, it'll tell you.
Intelligence. Okay, 20.
What?
19 plus...
Wow.
19 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had to beat a 16, so you
so
are...
smart.
You are not... incapacitated.
You can do math.
You can do math.
You did it.
Hell yeah.
Rude. Ew, ew, ew.
But you're grappled right now, right?
Yeah, and so as you're grappled, he takes the rest of his movement and levitates with you in the air.
What?
Oh.
By 30 feet.
Holy shit, he's up 30
feet? I'm not a dragon with wings. I can't fly. Can I fly?
No.
What?
I love the journey that we've gone on. Can I fly? I can't fly.
Can fly.
But can I?
No. Well, I'm a dragon, so I thought like maybe, I don't know.
Maybe if you like believe in it in your heart.
Oh, please.
Maybe you could see what happens.
Think happy thoughts.
Yeah, just think happy thoughts.
Is now a good time to try to seduce him? I'll wait. Maybe we'll fall in love in the air and that'll save you.
Love can come at the most unexpected times.
What if I just lick his face?
Hey, the one shot's over. The one shot's over. And that is his turn. So, Flandel.
Great. Okay, cool. Fuck, he's high up.
He's so high. Squeezing gin. In the air.
Okay, great. So this happens basically like kind of right next to me. So as he lifts up into the air with Jen, I go, "You let her go." And I rage again. I'm furious.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is 20 feet. Not
it's 20 feet in the air?
Not 30. Sorry.
Okay.
So I rage again and you can see like glints of what look like metal floating in my gooey body.
Damn.
Yeah. But I can't do anything.
You don't have any ranged weapons?
I pull out a javelin, which I've had the whole time.
into your little gooey body.
Yeah. Okay, so I pull it out of my utility vest, and it's sort of like a lightsaber, like a kid's lightsaber. I just like extend it, and then I chuck it.
Sick.
Yeah. Fucking sick.
Bring him down,
bro.
It's gonna take you out if you don't kill him first.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but I'm in the air, and it's not my turn.
I'm just saying.
7 plus 8 is 15.
Does not hit.
Fudge. So I have 2 javelins. So I'm gonna take out the.
Here is my other javelin that I had this whole time.
That one was merely a distraction. Oh, 19.
19 does hit.
Yeah, okay.
Work.
But he's resistant to lightsabers, so I don't know.
Don't you dare.
I don't know if I told you that.
Oh, man.
He's one with the force.
He's of the dark side.
The only reason he's not a Jedi is because he has a crush on someone.
I chose love.
I chose love instead.
instead.
Puny.
Oh. 10. Piercing damage.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
He takes it.
Yeah, I bet he does.
He takes it as much as he gives it.
Oof, God.
He's a very versatile next in line leader.
You get it.
How much health did he get back? 15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, this might not do a lot.
Okay, I think that's all I can do for my turn.
Peek.
So he's 20 feet in the air. Does that mean that he's still within 60 feet of range of me?
Yes.
Okay, so he needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
He has advantage.
Shut up.
just wanted to make sure everybody...
I'm not going to roll the second one. He has a 23.
Okay. Great. And the shadow can't... I don't think it can attack him while he's in the air.
No.
It doesn't have that. Cheese and rice... This really, really...
Can it do the scream again? No.
Once a day.
Do it once a day.
Fudge. Knuckle.
Yep. Oh, shoot.
Otherwise it would. I think that's my turn.
Gotcha. Sarika's gonna try and snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
Is there some way that, like...
I am rolling so poorly for her.
Oh, no.
That's a nat one.
Bruh.
She is
going through it.
Oh, God.
She's just horny. Yeah.
Oh,
fine.
Same.
Oh, my God.
It is now Jen's turn. You are grappled 20 feet in the air.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
So I hear you're like next in line. That's kind of fun.
Oh, you're talking
for it.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, I'm talking to him. Maybe I shouldn't talk to him. I keep thinking that I can talk my way out of these situations and it doesn't really end well.
He will kill you, no matter what.
Oh, great. So it doesn't matter. Might as well get my flirt on.
Couldn't hurt.
Right now as we're in the air.
All right. Let's pick back up. It's the start of your turn. What do you want to do? Do you want to talk to him? You could talk to him.
Well, I did. I said, hello.
Oh my God. He just stares and is like, I don't converse with dinner.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We could kiss right now, but you're being an asshole. And that's just unfortunate.
You want to... we can kiss.
Oh.
Careful.
I don't want to kiss somebody who's going to eat me. So actually, I take
I'll show you how I kiss.
He's going to eat Wait, I'm going to do something. I'm going to stop
He pulls you in closer.
No! I'm going to stop this conversation and do something in one moment, and you're going to give me a second because I don't know how to play this game.
You're doing great.
Slowly bringing you in closer.
We're so close. Ew, why
is he touching me? A tentacle wraps around even tighter.
I'm sweating.
You could use your tail and hit him. Because your tail is available, right?
My tail's available. So
she has that jewelry on it. So
you could still attack. I think you could still attack here.
Well, she has the longbow out.
Oh.
So it's a tough position to be in. So you can make an unarmed strike to try and fight out. And if you really wanted to, we could say you try and stab with one of your little bolts.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest.
You could try and just break the grapple, right? You'll fall, but that's fine.
No, I'm actually stressed.
You got this.
I don't know. I guess. Okay, yeah, I have the longbow out.
Yeah, wait. So you already have the longbow out, so just make it cinematic. Like, you're grappled, you've got the tentacles. You, in this moment, get to decide what you do as a hero.
Don't feel like that.
As the icon.
Either way, I'm going to fall.
The icon, Genova.
As the con of the year, darling.
Hey, you know what? Falling, you're not going to take that much damage if you fall from this height.
You're going to take a lot less damage you should if do? You stay what? In front.
You should breathe acid in his face.
That's what I thought, but I didn't know. Cause
he's about to kiss
less,
you.
That has less, I think.
It's a saving throw.
It is a saving throw. It'll be rough.
That's why I was like, I thought about that, but I'm like, I don't think that's actually going to be as helpful as if I just take my longbow and stab it into his neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it. Sorry. Do an attack with disadvantage.
Okay.
So two and then the...
Yeah, 7 plus 7 is not going to hit. So you miss with the attack. Bonus action, beam beams down there. If you can attack again, too. You get two attacks.
No.
I mean, this is like peak romance novel.
Yeah, but he wants to eat me.
But you're like...
That's hot.
That's hot.
What, you guys?
Because then okay. You seduce him and make him bend to your will.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen, but Arisley's
that's still going to happen
any other way. So I was like, well, never mind. Threw that out of the playbook.
It still could happen.
Okay, so I take my tail and I slowly like... wrap it around his body and I like shimmy it in between us.
And you try and break free.
Yeah, and I squeeze the fuck out of him. Like I'm trying to squeeze a giant fart.
Great. Give me a athletics or acrobatics check.
15.
With a 15, he pulls you in tighter.
Why?
And he's like, you're not getting away that easy.
Okay, and then Jen just like lays her head on his shoulder and goes, so tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, like, we don't really know each other. You're big boss. You're about to be big boss man up in the heist ranks. That seems like so fun and exciting. You know, in my experience...
Give me a persuasion check.
I wasn't done. 11.
No.
Well, I wasn't finished.
Okay, keep going. We'll see if it ends.
In my experience, you know, I am an experienced captain. I am called Captain where I come from. And in my experience, actually, what had happened was there was a he captain. And you know what he realized?
What?
He and she is better as we.
Okay, go ahead and roll again.
You got this.
17? I don't even know what my goal is here, to be honest with you.
She's got this under control.
He's kind of just like, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't kill you, but I will take you out.
Okay.
And that's all you get from.
Okay. And then she just wraps her legs around him and her arms. And now she's just holding him in a big ass hug. And she keeps whispering, nothing but love, nothing but positive vibes.
You're killing me.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do to this motherfucker.
Just let my bad guy be bad.
Well, no, because then I die.
Okay, well, it is his
turn. So Jen is singing sweet nothings to him.
Was he last?
I'm last.
Second last.
You're last. Oh, okay.
Well, he has disadvantage on this attack, which is good. He is going to try and penetrate your skull.
With what?
A tentacle.
God.
Your song of love and hugging has thrown him way off his game.
Yeah, it has.
Nice.
And with a natural one... He actually, like, kind of freaks out. He's like, ugh, and drops you.
Hell yeah, he does.
So you are free from the grapple. You're not in danger of getting your brain poked. And you
thank God.
Are going to take...
That was karma. Thank you, universe.
Whew. You take 7 damage.
Done.
He's just going to descend and get back on you because you're prone.
Oh my gosh, what a creepo.
Damn.
You're not gonna finish this.
We could be lovers, but you're playing.
We could be lovers.
We can't do that.
Great. That brings us to your sweet flannel.
I'm coming, Jen.
TMI.
Sister of God. I'm coming right now.
Okay, great. I'm gonna run over and I'm just gonna like start spinning my battle axe and I'm gonna whirlwind slash him twice.
Sick.
The first.
Can I have done those recklessly?
Go for it.
Okay, great.
Your closest friend and she captain is in dire peril.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like the way I'm doing it, you know, I'm just doing a little whirlwind thing. I've never even really done that before. I'm just trying it out. So, great. Yeah. Nine plus nine is 18.
That hits.
Okay, great. And 11 plus nine is 20.
They both hit.
Cool. Hell yeah.
Do damage.
I'm going to do some damage.
Please. Get this motherfucker away from me.
Absolutely.
12 plus 2 is 14. And 4 plus 6 is 10. Plus 2 is 12. 26.
How do you finish him?
Yes!
Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
It's too easy.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so I'm spinning with this axe, and the first hit kind of like slices into his arm and slices the arm off. And then
psychic scream emits.
And then the second, when I come around with the second one, it slams right into where all of his like mouth tentacles are.
Ooh.
Cool. That exactly happens as you describe it, except as it goes right into the tentacle spot, you are frozen and you stop and you hear from above, that is enough. And one of the Sphinx cats comes down and sits on his shoulders and says, you have been bested. It's time to go. And the axe is like kind of pushed away psionically. And the cat just goes, come, grab your arm. And they levitate away. And the announcer kind of goes, incredible! With a miraculous defeat of the Prophet of the End, they've defeated the inheritor of the Elder Brain. Yay! They get to go to the banquet, a feat no one has accomplished in the last 20 years. Wow! We're not scared. They're great. And the crowd's going, wow, whatever. It's like the arena is rippling with energy. And like for the first time, instead of just like violence and bloodlust, there's another feeling in this crowd of just like hope and enthusiasm and the underdog finally having a chance. Whereas before they were just kind of relishing in the
watching all these,
the just pure chaos and carnage of it all. They kind of now have like, there's a story. There's something for them to latch on to.
Oh my God.
And so even though you were denied your final blow of Vangrax, you have ignited this crowd. And so it's a veritable feast for these mind flayers, but it's a feast with a little bit of fear as you all prepare to have dinner.
We did it. Yeah.
So
I didn't get eaten at all. Yeah, we did it.
Jen's pissed. Jen just stands up, dusts herself off, whips her hair back, and then does like a acid spitball, like into the ground so that it smokes.
And it sizzles.
Sizzles, and she just starts walking away.
The crowd cheers, Jennifer! Jennifer!
At that, she turns around. And she gets a little bit of a glow in her eyes and a little bit more of a smile. She takes a bigger loogie, like a huge one, like if she can, the size of a softball, and does it again.
And gross! Jennifer! She's gross but scary and lovely. And also, Serica snaps out of it after that. And it's like, and so she is back. Very good that it was her that got hit with that, not you.
Yeah.
And with that, she's like, what happened?
And Flandel is sort of like reverting back to his old form. He's kind of like shrinking and he resets his glasses a little bit and puts his axe away. And he's like, we won. We're going to go to the banquet.
Oh, great. I'm not, I don't have to go into servitude. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I almost died, but I didn't. That's almost maybe found a lover, but I didn't. It's fine. We're alive. Whoopee. Let's go.
And so the mind flayers come down and they're just like, that was shocking.
Yes, that was a little more surprising. You put up much greater fight than I would have expected, but we're righto. That was very, very good. We're going to actually need a little bit more time than normal to prepare the banquet hall. Vangrax is actually expected there, and so we'll take some time to reattach that arm, of course. So please take up residence in the presidential suite, and we shall have a grand banquet tomorrow. On the morrow, if you will.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Not tonight.
We are going to delay it because one of the main attendants had his arm chopped off today. So.
But he's a tough guy. I think he could probably be fine.
It is not my decision. It is that of the will of the Elder Brain.
Where's our money?
Excellent. Another excellent question.
The announcer goes,
and of course, quadruple or nothing.
And Jen, you begin to be like kind of showered in gold pieces.
Oh!
It's kind of like forming a pile, and you can like make little gold snowmen in it. And it's just like tons and tons of just gold. And gold isn't a currency that they use here. This is all just for show. But they're highlighting, it's like, look at how rich and expensive they are. And it's like focused on you as the leader.
Hot.
And like, it is in a briefcase in the back. To you. But while you're just like being showered and like the gold pile just keeps growing.
Somebody's got to pull me out of this or there's no way I'm ever leaving.
I got you. Come on, Jen. We need to go.
I'm in my glory. This is where I belong. I am one with them. I am the biggest, best mind flayer of all. I am the Jen of awe, ruler of the people, the ma of space and time. I can do anything.
And in this moment, you have a little bit of deja vu.
Uh-oh.
And you remember the last vision that Bobby the Oracle gave you, swimming in gold as you wanted. A nice one, a pleasant one.
Oh.
And you realize that Bobby's visions were legit.
Shit.
Fuck. Oh, no.
Jen relishes for 5 more minutes in this gold party. And then she is severely hit by the thought that her planet could be crystallizing at this very moment. And she freaks the fuck out and blazes out of there.
Oh, Jen.
We're going. We have shit to do. We have to prepare.
Okay.
Sure do.
Yep. Okay.
Wonderful. As you've relished in the gold, do you try and do anything with the piles of gold or you just kind of like leave?
Beam Beam's got it. Beam Beam is collecting. he has like, what are those called? The like water bucket that you have.
So he's got 2 of those just full of gold and he's walking in. Yeah. As he leaves the main arena stage and goes into like just the hallway to the elevator, it all disappears in a purple mist.
Can I do an investigation check on that?
Sure.
Illusion magic.
Oh.
Yeah. It's illusion magic.
Okay.
Yeah. But Jen could know it. yeah, it's just illusion. It was created and it was an entity there in the arena. It felt very real. Actually, you can give me either investigation or arcana check for that.
There is no point. It is a 6.
With a 6, I'll tell you that like that was a very crazy illusion. You've never been able to touch one like that before. It's weird.
Creepy. This place is creepy.
So we're in the VIP and we're hanging out. We have our bucket hats on.
You're alone in the VIP.
We're sitting alone in the VIP. Do we have Magenta with us or did Magenta split?
Magenta had to go back to work.
Okay.
Ugh.
There's a little note that just says like, good job. You know, yeah.
Right. I'm communicating this telepath. Can I do that with the bucket hats on?
No.
I can't. Okay. Cheese and rice. How do I talk to them?
Well, they don't... You can talk in the open. Like, they don't listen with their ears. They listen with their minds.
I see.
Oh, I see. So when you said the room was bugged, it was just bugged mentally.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like little thought probers everywhere.
They don't necessarily care what we're saying out loud. Or not care, but...
They can't.
That's not what they're listening for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because who wants to give me an arcana check on these sphinxes? These little sphinx cats.
Come on, magic user.
That's a 16.
You know that when the cats are not occupied by Kalor, and you don't know how many he can occupy at once, but you know that when it's not Kalor, they're just cats. Mm. And it's just like when he left one and another one jumped down when you were talking to him, it would just turn into a cat and it was just doing cat things licking itself. And they're like, well, I'm going to go over here.
Right.
So... Yeah, they can hear here, but like Kalor is doing mental probing throughout the establishment.
I see. So we're all close in a booth, and I say, I know that they are delaying the banquet until tomorrow night. I think they're doing that on purpose because they saw us kick what's-his-name's ass. And I think if we go to sleep or if we stay up, they're going to try and do something to us. I think that we try and get the brain tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I think that they're distracted because their big baddie is hurt. I think that we should just do it.
So sneak into one of the... Okay.
I think we should grab Magenta. I think we should try and go for it.
Okay.
I thought nobody was allowed down there unless there was like an event, like the banquet, or they had special access.
And we have special access.
With our little amulet thingy, Maduba, Huba.
Yeah.
A little circle workle?
Because we won. No one's going to deny us. Who's going to deny us? Everyone saw us win.
You should have heard my conversation with Mr.
Van Grex.
Van Gaul.
Of the end.
Oh, looked like you guys were having a really intimate moment.
Yeah, it looked
like... I was trying to, but he was being a little bitch.
You guys almost looked like you were going to...
Well, we were going to because I was like, ooh, that's a strategy, right? But then he was like, I'll kiss you and eat you. And I was like, ooh, I'm not into that, personally. No, thank you.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you put your head on his shoulder.
That's true.
Okay, I was just trying whatever works.
I'm just saying, nobody's, it looked really lovely.
When in doubt, hug it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
kill them with kindness. I learned that from Flandel. Aren't we all learning here? Aren't we all on a journey, improving ourselves? Once I improve, and now people have things to say about it.
I'm just going to use an I message right here and say that I feel like you're being a little defensive right now. And
I feel like I was just in the air, really far up, with a flirty killer. And that, yes, may or may not have adjusted my mood slightly. And I'm very grateful that you saved me. And I am sorry if you feel like my tone is rude.
You're doing great. Back to the point. This champion is MIA right now because he's missing an arm and half his face.
Haha, his face.
And I think that we should hit him while they're distracted.
Okay.
And granted, the main guy might not be distracted, but we should at least try. And if it ends up going haywire, we can just be like, oh, sorry, we thought that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
We got these bucket hats on, and I think we could do it. I'm not staying in here in this casino another night. If we stay another night, something's going to happen to us.
Do we feel like, I don't know.
What?
Do we feel like they were being real with us when they... When they said...
Insight.
Okay.
When they said what?
When they said, like, we need to wait because...
We've got to reattach his arm.
Reattach his arm.
Can I also do an insight check?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I have
to. Like, I don't think you're wrong, but I don't know if that...
They were not expecting us to beat him.
18.
Considering no one's done it in 20 years.
Yeah. 18.
That's a 7. I have terrible insight.
Yeah. I mean, and that... That I think the conversation kind of belies. I think you both really did catch on that, like, he did need to go. And based on the way that they were healing Torin, which was slow. That's not something that they do a lot. Like, they don't have a bunch of stuff where they have to, like, constantly heal people. So to reattach the arm and get it working and stuff like that, like, yeah, it'll take a day. And they want him there for that.
He's supposed to inherit the next brain. They need him alive.
Okay.
Well, he's supposed to become the next Elder Brain.
Right. That's
him. He is supposed to become it.
Mm-hmm.
The controller.
Take over for Kalor.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, like, you could have discussions with other mind flayers to learn more about all that if you wanted, but...
It's fine.
Yeah. I was like, there's a whole rich thing there that
you're
we
like,
could
I spent 20 hours making it. You could ask someone.
Intricacies of the...
Yeah, just like you could have asked people about the mind flayers for 20 episodes before we got here.
Yeah.
I think, did we try once and someone was like, what?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You asked.
What's a mind flayer?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm lying.
I ain't seen a mind flayer around here for 25 years.
Well, over the table, you found out just by looking at him that he seemed like more warlike and aggressive than the current regime, right?
They're farmers and he's a hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, also he was straight up like, I want to eat you.
Yeah.
Like he's not just like sucking in the information the mental stuff. He wants to devour you whole.
Right, he wants that actual...
Classic mind flayer.
Maybe there's something, this is all over the table because Flannel doesn't really know this, but like, but maybe there's something like, politically going on, right? Like,
I'm gonna request a private audience with him.
Can we go see him in the infirmary?
I mean, if anything, he's probably just a pawn because he's just like, I want to hunt. I don't even want to do this. And they're like, great, we can control you.
Yeah.
While you're in charge because you're the strongest of us physically. Right.
Or he wants to usher in a new order.
But let's go. Yeah. Can we request an audience with him?
Yeah. Totally. Right.
He'll probably tell us no.
I have a scene prepared for that and everything. I thought you'd never ask.
Gosh, bitch.
I knew this
you
was
had
coming.
That in your pocket. I didn't want you to just throw that away.
Finally, I get to use my nursing mind flayer scene that I've been waiting on.
Your hidden scene.
This is actually the pinnacle of the art.
Oh, yeah.
Sequence.
Yeah. Wow, well, you found the cheat code.
Yeah. Nurse, I need 150 cc's of goo. Stat.
Yeah, it's just
House.
Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy. It's just Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Cheese and rice.
McTentacly.
Oh my gosh.
Great. So you all are figuring this out. So you don't take a long rest and you want to visit.
Oh. Well, it's either...
If we decide to go fight, we're not going to take a long rest either.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do a short rest in the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Which
Let's at least do that now, right?
I feel like that's what we've been doing because we're just sitting and chatting. And
Yeah,
you're short resting now. So if you want to treat this as a short rest, you are more than welcome to. Yeah. The only things that are a little interesting are, number one, Corrin was going to have to use his second wind in order to fully heal. And he will not regain his usage of his spatial might.
Okay. So Torin's not...
Full capacity.
Yeah. Okay, great. Let's go talk to him.
Okay.
Let's go talk to him.
Cool.
How
do you want to do this? How do you want to discover where the infirmary is?
We could ask Magenta.
You could. How are you going to get to Magenta?
Is she on the floor?
No. Oh, she's working.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I mean, there's also our little elf.
Yeah, Arabella.
Arabella.
She like lives for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I take off my hat.
I don't know. She loves what she does.
That's right.
Yeah. Take off the bucket cap, put it in my pocket. I'm like, Arabella.
Hi, I'm not allowed to go inside. I'm just on the other side of the door if you ever need me though. Hi.
Of the VIP?
Of course.
So I open the door and I say, hello. We would like to meet the person who we defeated in battle, and we were wondering where the infirmary is, where he is at.
Oh, the Arcanosculpt is on the, which floor is that? I never have to go there. I think that's floor 14.
Right, you're going to take us there.
Oh, well.
So it's the same floor as the Colosseum?
Colosseum's 13.
Colosseum's on floor.
That's right. I forgot to correct that. I apologize.
Don't worry about it.
There is a lot of floors here. I would love to help you.
Great. So you're going to.
Give me a persuasion check.
Mm-hmm. Not an intimidation?
Sure, intimidation. Whatever you want.
Okay. I'm trying to be scary.
Spooky.
That is a 24.
Great.
She's indomitable. Never.
Yes, a 24 clearly will convince her to take you to this.
That doesn't intimidate her. I'm sorry.
She can't be cowed.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm Arabella. Ruler of worlds.
That was the twist. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She's the brain the whole time.
I've been the brain the whole time.
I've been in control. Can I get you a margarita?
It's Steamboat Willie. Great. And so she kind of says, yeah, okay, great. You always want to talk to your fellow combatants. This feels like VIP treatment. I'm going to get a promotion. This is going to be great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm sorry, you know?
What?
I just want to apologize to him. I just, you know, things got a little heated.
To him?
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's so kind of you. He would have killed you if he could. But follow me. And so you go, you get in the elevator, and Delicate Muzak is playing once again. And you go down to floor 14 from floor 22 where you were. Mm. And this lovely little puzzle that I've created for myself in order to just remember the floors has been very fun. Yeah, so as the elevator door opens, there is like a... You hear a whir of like beeping and just like devices everywhere, like little arcano magic medical devices that are just going. And you see mind flayers floating down in robes and little
stethoscopes.
You see that they are just a flurry of activity as they're trying to figure out how to do medicine. They really haven't done much of that before.
That's so funny. We think this is what doctors look like.
And so, as it opens, Arabella goes, "This is where we do all the stitchy stuff."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She ushers you in up to, there's like a little bit of a mind flayer nurse's station. So there's just like a tentacly desk, and it's all purple and sandy. And a mind flayer with little wire glasses on looks up and goes, "All right, what are you guys doing here? What do you need?" And Arabella's like, "These Kindori were looking to talk to Van Grax." No visitors.
There'll be visitors.
Jen walks forward and slams her tail on the desk.
It's a high desk.
She's got a long tail.
Okay, great.
And goes, "He almost killed me and we almost killed him. So we're going to chat with homeboy if you don't mind. And it's not a question. It's a fact."
It's a Colosseum. It happens all the time. We got
to stitch him. And not in 20 years. That's so crazy because that was literally announced to everybody. And that's public information.
If that happens to everybody, where's Varla?
We didn't get no healing. I fell from very far up in the sky because
y'all ran off very quickly. I don't know what to say here.
I actually pooled in gold for at least 10 minutes. I know that much.
How much?
You all are trying everything.
You're going to grease the wheels a little bit. You're rich, though.
How much what?
How much Chris?
I don't need Chris.
Okay, what do you need?
I haven't gotten to eat in a while.
What do you want?
Brain.
Where can I get that?
I think y'all got one. Person.
Didn't Varla die? Why aren't you feeding on Varla?
Oh, she's fine.
Again, we defeated her. Why aren't you feeding on Varla?
She's one of the ringers. She's usually pretty strong.
But she wasn't today.
No. But there's always tomorrow. She stirs up the crowd pretty good.
Or there's always now.
I'm not going to eat Varla. I can't.
Why not?
Kalor would get really mad at me. She does a lot to like get us stuff. And as she's kind of saying this, give me a perception check.
Okay. Mike Wazowski. Can't eat him.
24, baby.
You're kind of realizing that, like, maybe if the illusions in that arena can be so real, maybe the killing blow on Varla wasn't as violent as you'd have thought.
That means that the killing blow on Vangrax wasn't real.
Well, it was stopped.
Right.
But yours was fire, and so there was a show that was put on.
But so would that mean maybe none of what happened to him is real?
No, Flandel made purchase with her arm. Okay,
just checking.
Yeah, I for sure felt my axe go through his arm.
Ew, love it.
And I want to say I'm sorry. I feel like if it would be, it would do a lot for me. If I could just look into his...
If I let you go, will you leave me alone?
Yes. Absolutely, of course.
All right, great. Yeah. Go on. It's room...
Burn him down.
Yeah. It's room 251 on the end.
Thanks. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If we see any spare brain, I'll grab you some.
Thanks.
No problem.
What's your name?
I don't have a name. I was never given a name. It's actually a great point of shame in my family that I wasn't given a name.
I name you Sparkle.
My name is Elephant.
You didn't like Sparkle?
No, I don't know what my name is.
Great.
Let me think about her name real quick.
Well, you're a sickening receptionist.
Thanks,
so.
Sparkle.
Thanks, bitch.
It's Elga.
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 Elga Sparkle. I love that.
It's not Sparkle.
You sparkled to me, and that's what matters.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So I look at Arabella. Is that her name?
Yes.
I look at Arabella. I'm like, take us to that room.
Elga never lets anyone go.
Well, we're going right now, so take us to that room.
Okay, you can wait here. That's fine.
I think you should wait here.
Okay, I'll wait here.
Do we need her to...
No, I don't know for nothing.
The rooms are numbered, right?
I just don't want her to get in trouble for being down here. She's not normally down here.
Oh. I mean, she let you all in.
Okay.
Wonderful. So the five of you go to room 251.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get closer, two Dr. Mind Flayers burst through and they're just like, this is the worst case we've ever seen. I don't know how. It's just, the stitches aren't taking and I think the powder isn't powdering. I just, we might need to call an actual healer. And then they're like, do you think tallow cake will help? Anyways, they disappear in a bustle of activity.
We push
through. Okay, wait. I'm going to actually ask permission once before I actually do something a little reckless. Team,
yeah.
I kind of want to go in guns a-blazing with this one. Do you think that's a bad idea?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I'm going to march right in there. I'm going to step onto his bed, and I'm going to tower over him, and I'm going to go nose to nose with him, and I'm going to confront him about our chemistry and the that was almost upon both of us.
About our chemistry.
Take it you don't think that's the best approach.
Well, it's bold. I wouldn't do it, but we're very different people.
He also almost ate you, and there's nothing stopping him from doing that here.
Other than he's missing an arm and he seems like he's in pretty bad shape.
He still has mental ability in his
body. Okay. I'll go in at the back of the group then because if I see his face, I will have the urge to punch it. And that's not a good way to start this conversation. We punch later, not now.
Oh my God, are you in love with him?
Absolutely not. I want to teach him a lesson, and love is the ultimate manipulation way.
Wow, I am learning so much from you. Okay, we go inside.
Wonderful, and as you walk through the open door, Vangrax, his eyes are closed, and you see these just like all these sensors placed in very random places on his body, and like one of the machines is like,
oh my God.
And the other one's like, oh, there's like
on his jeans.
Yeah. And you hear in your minds, what do you guys want?
Are you dying?
No.
Oh.
No.
Just need my arm back.
Well, why haven't you gotten it back?
This isn't our strong suit.
No shit.
I'm a killer.
Yeah.
I'm a killer, Bella.
I'm a killer, Bella. This is the skin of a killer.
What are you doing here, Loka?
Okay. First of all, I wanted to say I'm sorry.
Flat dog.
Truly, I am. I don't know. Things kind of got out of hand. And
you have a brain.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
You're just translucent, and I can't see one.
Oh, I thought that just
solved. It's like my whole body's kind of a brain. You know, it's just like.
Oh, that's too much work. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
You have a brain. He looks at Peak.
It's none of your business.
Yeah, it's good.
Ew.
We need to get out of here. We're done. Okay.
Okay, but wait. Hold on a second.
Why are you in this room?
I don't remember.
Why is there a hospital?
I walked in and he was
why did I make a hospital for you?
I don't know why we're here.
So. You know, they say if you forget something, you should just walk back through the door that you came in.
That's right.
You'll remember it.
Why? Okay. We're going to this banquet tomorrow. You're supposed to be there.
I have to be there.
Okay. What are you going to, what's going, you're going to take over from the Elder Brain, right? Kalor?
No. I mean, well, yeah, but it's, he's going to live for millennia.
Oh.
So you have time.
So you're going to live for millennia.
Maybe. I mean, I hope so. If I take his place before then, oh, well, then I take over.
Are they using you as a pawn?
For who's they? Kalor?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all his pawns, technically. We're all one.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I think that we should stop this weird, farming thing. Your meat.
Sure.
Why not just get your meat?
Exactly.
I'm so here for it. I completely understand.
It's just once you name the chicken, it's harder to eat it, you know? So why are we playing around? But whatever, Kalor has his own ideas.
Well,
your ideas are important.
I think they're very important. I like this thing. I think they're very important. What do you... I mean... Is this a democracy?
What do you want?
Well, I just was wondering...
A little bit of goo spurts out of this stump for an arm.
Oh.
Oh, God. Can I just... I'm going to do a roll real quick.
Do you want to do a medicine check?
Just to see if I know what's going on with him. It's probably not going to be a good roll. No, that's a nat one. I'm just really grossed out.
That gene sensor is probably doing something great.
Yeah.
You don't have any...
I know what they're doing here.
Wouldn't it be nice if
he's
you
in good hands.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could push your plans forward and you didn't have to wait for millennia? I'm just thinking out loud here.
Well, careful how loud you think.
Well, yeah, of course. We're among friends here, though, right?
What? Okay, give me a persuasion check.
Hell yeah.
It's a two.
Oh.
Okay.
Plus,
hold on. One.
Great.
Three, baby.
He looks at you and he's like, all right, so I'm going to take it that you're implying that I should start a revolution and kill Kalor and take his place.
Whoa.
I think you lost a little bit too much blood there, funny boy.
Okay, sure. Well, what else?
No. I mean, if you read Flandel's thoughts, you'll see that is not what he was thinking.
He thinks completely different from what he says.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
He's special.
I'm special.
Wait, how sorry are you?
I'm pretty sorry. I mean, I just, you know, feels like you're pretty hurt.
Well, fine. I'm not the only one in line for the Elder Brain, by the way. I'm just the closest. But if you use your chance at the banquet hall to convince the Elder Brain to maybe go back to the way things were and stop listening to his advisor, that'd be cool.
Who's his advisor?
Deli.
Deli? Like meat? Like deli meat?
I don't understand the reference. I eat brains.
I'd love to be your special guest at the event.
What? Okay, are you going to talk to the Elder Brain and convince them to not listen to the deli?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Great.
Wear something nice.
No.
No. I'll wear something fabulous because I always wear something fabulous.
Hmm. Give me a persuasion.
8. Oh, wait. 9.
Okay.
All right. So sorry to have bothered you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
Thank you so much. Bye, Fangrax. Thanks.
All right.
Wear something incredible, please. I don't go anywhere with foolish looking people or things or places.
Jen?
What?
We need to go.
I'm leaving.
Let's go.
Wonderful. With that, you are leaving the Mind Flayer Hospital as things are beeping and you hear, "We're losing him!" and you see that as you're leaving, there is a bosomy wizard coming through with big red hair and a displacer beast purse. And she's like, You really need to figure out the medicine stuff. I know you all are so resistant to all this different damage, but it really harshes my vibe when I have to step in, do a little something for you. And I do it for free, and it's just a lot, I'm just saying. And they're like, please just heal Vangrax. I mean, it's just, he's kind of important. It's like, okay, well, I expect extra Terra Moss in my room later. Thank you. And she is walking past as you go, and you realize that there might be another couple of allies that you could rope in that might be able to attend the event with you if you so insist. And as this idea hits your heads, you realize that this trip may have proven more useful than you'd have thought.
Things are sure heating up with the Mind Flayers. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Queers on Dice. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review on your podcast app of choice. If you can't leave a review, give us 5 stars. It's gonna feel so good. You know you want to. Just do it. If you are all about us and about helping to support the creation of cool queer art, head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/queersondice. Subscribers get access to the Discord, a chance to influence the events of this game, and access to exclusive content. So consider it. Thank you so much for listening to Queers on Dice. We've got more episodes headed your way as we round out this final arc of Campaign 1. All right, that's it for us. Catch you on the flip side.
I truly, mind flayer just forgot why we were down there.
I was just, spending. I was like, why are they here?
Yeah, I was like, what is this going to do, us talking to this dude?